those roses later.
Oh, yeah, that'll be very nice. Roses in a vase look very nice. We're on the air.
Oh.
Yes.
You tell me if you're going to press record.
Well, I said it'll be ready to record and I pressed the button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so here we are. Welcome to Tales of the Whales. I have this minute, it's 1:10, got up.
Yes, he had a good lie in, a good sleep today.
Yeah, I am. I'm. These drugs I'm on at the moment are making me really quite lethargic.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
You're very sort of tired, aren't you? But you've done it. We did do a couple of things. We went to the hospital on Thursday.
We went to the hospital on Thursday and he just said, Tom's great. He just said, oh, looking at this, just carry on sort of thing, didn't he?
Yeah, just carry on doing what we're doing because it's... seems to be doing okay. You've got a few more nasty side effects. Your soles of your feet have got cracked and sore.
It's like I've been a marathon runner.
So we need to, I'm going to get something off of Amazon for that. Intensive cracked heel cream or something. I'll do in a minute.
I think when people say, oh, you know, you go on chemotherapy, it's a bit difficult sometimes. And I thought, what does it give you? Bad sort of pains or it's difficult to say because it affects every different bit of your body at different times.
What you mainly say is that you feel like you've got flu, sort of achy all over, and then you've had this thing with your mouth where you can't taste and everything. But I think the main thing is your lack of energy, isn't it? Just the fatigue is quite crippling.
Yeah, but, you know, if it's keeping the tumours stable, then
it's worth it. And we still managed to do some things. So we went to the hospital and had a nice lunch on Thursday.
We did, yeah.
And then yesterday, our local...
We should thank Anthony for.
Yes, thank you,
Anthony. He treated us to a glass of wine.
A bottle of wine.
I don't want to say that publicly.
And then we had, yesterday at our local pub, they had an Ascot day where everyone gets dressed up and puts on their fascinators and things like that. And it's so lovely because we get to go and... have a bit of time without having to do the travelling or anything.
Your sister said that I look really good in a fascinator.
Yes.
We should put that picture out.
It did suit you.
Did it?
Yeah. Looked better on you than it did on me.
No, it didn't.
It did.
I can assure you it didn't. But the thing about cancer that I'm finding at the moment, and maybe lots of people do, and it might upset lots of people, I find if I'm in a place with very loud noise... although that doesn't seem to be as bad as it was, but actually travelling to places, because, you know, if you have a brain tumour, you can't drive. I think if you have any tumours, you can't. Well, no, you probably can't.
No, it's only brain things.
Yeah. Bloody little thing, get out of my brain. But that's difficult. And then when it affects your mobility, which it does to a lot of people, doesn't it? More the chemo than the actual cancer. Getting on a train and things like that become really difficult.
And you've been having trouble with your hips, one of your hips.
Well, we go through everything, shall we? So,
yeah,
you know,
your hips have been aching.
Yeah.
No, but that's relevant because then Tom said that, you know, there's a few reasons for that, but you could maybe lose a little weight would help your hip. So you've been on a diet, which has been...
I have been on a no-chocolate diet.
No chocolate and cut down on the ice cream from three scoops to one scoop.
Yeah, and when I go to McDonald's, I just get an ordinary cheeseburger.
Yeah, not the big...
It's a really good diet to be on.
The ice cream and cheeseburger diet.
I have lost 3 pounds.
Yeah, so brilliant. Yeah. Well done.
But I want to lose a stone. But I was blaming it all on the steroids that I'm no longer on.
Yeah, you haven't been on them for such a long time. I don't think we can put it down to them anymore. And you did say, I said, I'm going to lose 3 stone. I was like, well, that's a little bit unrealistic. Let's just start off with a target of one and see how you get on.
Well, then you got that picture out yesterday and showed people I've never seen of me when I was ill. And I didn't realise I looked like that.
Oh, when you were very first ill, yeah.
Yeah.
You did look, you lost a lot of weight then. You were very, very thin.
Yeah, I looked like my granddad.
You did?
Yeah.
But that was in the sort of lockdown times, wasn't it? So
well, if
no one else saw you.
Yeah. Well, that was right because we were in different places.
We were.
And had our friend Joe not called and said, you better go and see him because I've seen him and he doesn't look well. But I didn't feel ill, really, if you remember.
Mm.
I felt I didn't even know I looked funny. Nobody else told me. Well, I was doing my TV and radio shows from home, wasn't I?
So, yeah.
And
so we haven't really got much on the medical updates, really, haven't we? We're just carrying on doing what we're doing with the chemo.
Yeah.
You're getting a few extra side effects of cracked sore feet, but we're going to try and combat that with moisturising.
Yeah. Dog's coming up on my lap. Come on, dog. Come. How are you, Daisy?
Your mouth is seeming to be a little.
It's a little bit
either
better.
It's better.
Yeah.
Or you've just got so used to it, you're not complaining about it.
Well, there's a bit of each, I think. A bit of each, but.
And also, we know we've sort of adapted to nothing spicy, nothing too hot,
nothing fizzy.
Nothing fizzy.
Yeah, that.
That did mean I had an extra glass of champagne yesterday when someone gave you one.
And a very nice lunch.
Yes, it was lovely.
You know, which I tasted.
We were healthy. We had salmon.
Yeah, which I tasted. And that was really good. I mean, the thing is that I like to sit in the sun, and people say, we shouldn't be sitting in the sun. But I don't care.
But you had your hat on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sunscreen.
Yeah.
And trousers.
Yeah.
Oh, I must remember to put those white jeans in the wash because you did spill something on them.
This is not what this podcast is about.
You got very partial to the banana and strawberry daiquiris.
You can't do that. It makes me sound like I'm an alcoholic.
No, it's just like a fruit milkshake, isn't it?
Mm.
I don't think they were very alcoholic at all.
I'm pretty sure they were.
But one of them did end up a little bit down your white jeans.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get the vanish out.
Shaky hands is another thing.
Yeah, well, you were all right in the other glasses. It was when it was in the sort of shallow coupe glass.
Yes.
It was a little bit more tricky.
This is supposed to be a podcast about how you cope with having cancer, being the person who has it, and like you being the person.
But this is all relevant because having the cancer makes you have a shaky hand. So everyone needs to be aware that if you're out wearing white jeans, drinking strawberry daiquiris, you might well have an accident.
Let me introduce you to Daisy May again. She's
just getting comfy there.
She's not very well either, so, but she's
soldiering on.
Yeah, I can't believe how we've lost two dogs this year already.
She was having, her breathing was really noisy last night.
Or was it?
Mm.
She's got a little tumour up her nose and.
It was like that all night. Snuffly.
Yeah. Here we are.
Oh, you've got hay fever now as well.
Well, it's very high, the hay fever at the moment. You've got to be careful.
I'm feeling super fit. I haven't got anything.
No. And you've been moaning about the clouds.
I know. I did want to be out there getting a bit more golden.
Well, I thought, you know, while you can, you must do what you can.
Yeah. I prefer to have brown legs because it covers up my varicose veins a bit.
I told you there's a place in Aberley you can go and just have them stripped out in a day.
I can't be bothered. They don't hurt or anything. They just look a bit.
I think they're very attractive.
You know, I look like I'm a Dalmatian.
Yeah, yeah. Or an artist has drawn something on your legs. I've noticed I've got one. Which is, what was I moaning to Professor Tom about when we saw him last week? And he was, you know, because it's often when you go to see your oncologist, you'll see somebody else other than your oncologist, because Tom travels the world and
giving lectures and going to symposiums and things like that.
I mean, he is a clever man, a really very, very clever man.
We're very lucky to be under his care.
Yeah. But, you know, it's on the NHS. And
what were you saying you were talking to him about? You're going off piste now.
I am.
You're rambling.
I was moaning about the spots on my arms.
Oh, yeah. You always do. Every time you always go like that, well, I'm really worried about these. And he just goes, yeah, move on.
You've got more important things to worry about than skin blemishes.
Yeah.
I said, well, I've got three on the back of my hand.
Yeah, don't worry about them. It just looks, you know, rugged.
Anyway, oh, good.
Now you've got your new. I like your new silver fox beard.
Oh, do you?
Going on, yeah.
That's another thing that went overnight.
Yeah,
really.
I don't know why it's suddenly gone all white. Whether it's the sunshine or
age.
Yeah, whatever's done it, but I think it really suits you.
Oh, thank you, honey. I think you're really beautiful.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Shush. I did like the way you apologised to Professor Tom for hugging him so much the other night.
Well, your MBE thing. I think I was overly effusive with my cuddling Professor Tom, poor man.
Well, I think because quite a lot of people, if you come out, I mean, a lot of people are, because it affects one in two people.
Yeah, and I am very grateful to him. And
then absolutely,
that lovely speech,
so am I.
Which was very moving. And so.
Yeah, and we've had this little do when I got the MBE, which was very nice, our friend Charlie. Put on. It was really nice.
Best party ever.
And people I hadn't seen for years came, and then lots of other people said, I never got an invitation, so you can never please everyone. But they're always on social media, people say, James was talking about his cancer again. I don't think he's got it. I think he's using it. I can assure you I'm not. And some people don't want to come out about it, but lots more people are. And when somebody you know, like the King, and
that's not me panting.
That's not what?
That's not me panting. I just wanted to point out.
Oh, shush. That's a shame.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Yeah, somebody like
everybody says you're so smutty, don't they? That you're, I mean, it's not me panting. All right, good. You've thrown me now. I was going to say it helps. And when Charles the King and Catherine came out about their cancers, it does, whatever, you suddenly think, oh, well, you know, everybody has to bear something in life, and you don't, it does make you feel a bit better. And I found talking about it actually helps.
I really feel sorry for Prince William, because it's difficult. You know, he's having to deal with his wife having a terrible illness and his father at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a double nasty thing, nasty blow.
No, I absolutely. And to think, you know, I'm an elderly bloke and he's got young children and his wife is very ill, and just, you know, so many. And then children get cancer.
So we've got it easy, really.
We have, really, you know. So once you start going down that path, by the way, you can get very depressed. So keep out of that.
Just remember, there's always somebody who's probably worse off.
Yeah.
So let's feel sorry for them instead of feeling sorry for ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, we've got the ability still to have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I should do that, but that was what I was going to say. That was the moving thing. We talked a lot about Professor Tom, really, but he is an amazing bloke. And I was saying a few words at this dinner, and, of course, some of my mates like to take the mick, which is absolutely fine. But I think Tom was going to say he felt the necessity to get up and say, I can assure you James is ill. And it was quite emotional, really, but I try not, when I talk about it, I talk about it in a, I'm not explaining this very well, not in a happy way, but I think in a, I don't go, oh, I've got cancer.
Upbeat way.
Yeah, yeah, otherwise it can.
That kind of keeps you feeling a bit more upbeat, doesn't it?
Exactly, that's exactly the point. As I say, once you get depressed, and anybody with cancer, or anyone like you, darling, who is looking after beautifully somebody, and I know I'm a huge stress upon you, I realise that. And then sometimes that does make me feel a bit, you know, like if I wanted to go yesterday, we wanted a couple of deck chairs outside.
Mm.
And I nearly said, it's a man's job to go into the garage. Sorry. But I did, and I said, oh, right, I'm going to get the deck chairs. And he said, I've already done it.
Yeah, but you the thought of you going up the step ladder and getting those down from that high shelf.
Do you not think I could do a step ladder?
It's not so much the step ladder. It's the doing something physical like that does make you very fatigued. And so
it does. Just walking from here to the front door.
And I don't mind doing things like that. There are some things that,
careful where this is going.
No, there are some things where I'm not quite strong enough to do, you know, where ordinarily I would probably go, oh, can you do this because you're stronger than me?
Not now, I don't think, but.
So, you know, sometimes I'm aware of it when it's just like neither of us can do is do something.
Mm.
Most things I can do, but there are some things where
I'm very impressed with the way you can get tops off the bottles of wine.
Yeah, especially the fizzy ones.
Sometimes difficult, though, isn't it?
It's okay. I have many a gadget and method.
I have never seen people with as many gadgets to get the tops off bottles. I'm going
to... Bless you. Bless you.
Yeah, thank you. And the sun's come out. We're rambling.
My hands have got weaker now. I think it's old age. So, like, even just opening jam jars and things like that, I do use the little gadgets that assist with those kind of things.
It's all right. Just a little...
Oh, I thought it was going to be an ant. We've got a bit of an ant issue.
Yeah. No, it's...
They seem to have gone today.
Well, it's okay having an ant issue outside. It's when they're in the inside. It's a bit embarrassing.
I've hoovered them all up. It's fine.
It's one of the joys of living in the country. I think we should probably close now because
yes,
we have rambled on.
Oh, because it's nearly 1:30, so your breakfast is going to be about ready.
Well, it's Saturday, so I'm going to work.
You are.
And I got up feeling really, my God, what's the time? Oh, dear. and came downstairs slowly, like you do. We both come downstairs slowly, don't we?
Oh, I'm a little bit more sprightly now. My leg is sort of better.
Yeah, yeah, but you do go one step at a time. Unless that was to keep me back.
I don't do one step at a time anymore. When was that? What, this morning?
Yeah, I thought so. We went down together. Anyway, never mind.
So, I have no recollection of that as being like...
So I've got to leave for work in a couple of hours.
You have?
You want to come?
No, thank you. I'm going to relax and read my book in the garden. I'm expecting some late sunshine.
Well, it keeps coming out.
Yeah. Late afternoon sunshine.
Yeah. Well, that's probably good because this is a time you shouldn't sit out in it. So with that, thank you very much indeed for listening. And if you are in the same position or caring for somebody in the same position, it's positivity. Oh,
your sausages are ready.
I've got to go, but thank you for listening. Talk next week.
Bye.
Oh.